Welcome back to The Lead on your station, 88.9 KETR. I'm joined now by phone by Vicki Ballard. She is the co-founder, also vice president, for Dylan's Drivers, a safe ride program serving Lamar County. Her husband, Ronnie Ballard, is the president and also co-founder of the organization. Vicki, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Could you please start just by explaining the concept of Dylan's Drivers, how it works, and who it serves?
Dylan's Drivers is a safe ride program that currently we will only be serving Lamar County. Mm-hmm. It is a program that is nonprofit, non-judgmental, confidential. We have a telephone number that comes into the headquarters of Dylan's Drivers that is operational from 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. And not only is it for people that may feel they've had too much to drink and drive, but it's also for people that may find themselves, say, at a pasture party or somewhere where maybe they didn't drive their own car and the people that they rode with, for whatever reason, they do not feel safe riding back with them. Mm-hmm. They, you know, you do not have to have a drop to drink. It's just a program where we offer a safe ride home. We will not ask, you know, for your last name. You can call into the headquarters, and then we have cars that are dispatched with a male and female. So it's never going to be two males picking up a girl, and it's never going to be two girls picking up a big old guy. It's going to be a male and female picking up and taking you to a safe residence. We're never going to take you to another party. We're never going to take you to your vehicle. We're not going to take you through Whataburger. I mean, we are going to take you to a safe residence because that's our job. It's solely staffed by trained volunteers.
The organization named after your son, Dylan, who died August 1st from injuries received as the result of an alcohol-related crash, which occurred on July 23rd.
That's correct.
Would you be able to take us through those days, Vicki, and ultimately what sparked the idea for this Safe Ride program?
The Paris Police Department came to our door. It was before 4 o'clock in the morning on July the 23rd and informed us that our son had been in a car accident and had been care-flighted to Parkland Hospital, which is a trauma hospital in Dallas, and we knew no other details. We did not know the severity of his injuries. We just didn't have any idea of what we were going to find when we got to Parkland. And when we got to Parkland, Dylan was still in surgery, and he was hurt really, really bad. And he was in SICU for 10 days, and he never regained consciousness, and he passed away on August 1st. And before his funeral, we had a friend come to our house and said, we cannot let Dylan's death be in vain. We have to do something. And there was a program that she had heard about at Texas A&M College Station called Carpool. And, you know, we were still reeling. We, you know, we hadn't even had his funeral yet. But in the days leading up to and after his funeral, we started kind of tossing the idea around. And I am a member of the Greater Paris Rotary Club, which is the Monday club which meets here in Paris. And one of the Rotarians in the club had a daughter that was part of the Safe Ride program at Stephen F. Austin, which also got their idea from Texas A&M. And their program is called Driving Jacks. And so we had a program about it at Rotary where we got to learn more information. And then exchanged emails with Texas A&M and emails with Stephen F. Austin. We loaded up about, I don't know, there were probably 15 of us that went to Stephen F. Austin and went through a night of operations with them to see exactly how they do, you know, to answer any questions that we would have. It was just a night of observation, and, you know, a lot of times when you see something new, it generates a lot more questions. Mm-hmm. And so we came back and we thought, well, it's a huge undertaking, and it is, but we felt like our community needed this. It's not only for young people, although it is for young people, but we don't care if you're a 50-year-old that needs a ride home or if you're a 15-year-old. We're not the police. We're not your parents. We just want people to be off the road and safe.
The research that went into this is obviously lengthy, and you want to make sure that you have all your T's crossed and all your I's dotted. This
yes,
is obviously, like you said, an important undertaking. You've been able to do quite a bit in the weeks and months since your son's death, and I feel like there's probably been a reason for expediting this because you're so concerned about others and you want to keep them safe, and of course, you don't want this to happen to other people.
Exactly. If we can prevent one set of parents from walking where Ronnie and I are walking, then what is that worth?
Mm-hmm.
It's worth everything to us. Our goal is to prevent tragedy from happening in our community.
Speaking with Vicki Ballard, she is the co-founder, also vice president, of Dylan's Drivers, a safe ride program serving Lamar County. And I imagine this is something that's been perceived very favorably among the community. What are some of the things that you've heard from your community members in response to your program?
We have had so many people come by our office, come by our home, call our office, donate money. We had Office Equipment Center came to us, and they said, we want to partner with you, all of your office supplies. We want to donate. We've had a local body shop come donate money. We've had the T-shirt shop in Terrace, Texas, say that they will help us in any way that they can. Kimberly Clark has donated, not only they donated money, but they have also toilet paper, paper towels, and Kleenexes for our office. And that's an expense that we are thankful that is being met.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every penny will go towards furthering this cause. I mean, we are a non-profit organization, and our goal is to provide, you know, safe and reliable service that you can count on to get to a safe place.
Like I said, you've had so much help. Do you continue to need assistance from volunteers? Are there ways that people can still get involved with this organization?
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely, yes. We need volunteers, because it's going to take a minimum of 7 to operate, to even open the doors.
Okay.
You know, we would prefer to have a minimum of 10, but if you have 2 cars per night, that's 2 people in each car. Then you have to have someone at the headquarters to answer the phone, at least 1 person and preferably 2. And then you have an additional person at the headquarters that will be in constant contact with the navigator of the car so that you can always know where the cars are,
mm-hmm.
and to let them know of where the next ride will be coming from. If you're at a local bar, if you're at a local restaurant, or if you're at a pasture party, we have computers with GPS. We have GPS in the cars. We have telephones in the cars, separate telephones in the office, so that there will not be lack of communication.
And you plan to start this operation as early as, is it next weekend? Is that correct?
It is. It is December the 1st when we are going to have our first phone line open to start accepting calls. We are, as a matter of fact, finishing up this week with putting posters in the restaurants and bars and elevating the telephone number. Dylan's Drivers has a Facebook page. It's D-Y-L-A-N-S Drivers, and it will have the telephone number. It has our mission statement. You know, we are ready, and of course, the first call will be exciting and nerve-wracking and all the above.
Mm-hmm.
But these rides are confidential. I mean, you don't have to worry about calling us and getting a ride home and then wondering if we're going to tell your neighbor that, oh, we picked them up with Dylan's Drivers. It will not be discussed because it is confidential non-judgmental, and free.
And what is the number to call for our Lamar County listeners?
It is 903-905-4959.
And they can call that between the hours, is it 10 p.m. and 3 a.m.?
Yes, sir. 10 p.m. to 3 a.m.
I understand that you're in the early stages of this. Of course, you're starting operations for the first time next weekend. Is there a desire, is there a thought even this early in the process of expanding this program, if there is a willingness to do this outside of Lamar County?
Ronnie and I are always going to be interested in saving lives no matter where. We have started this in Lamar County, and right now that's where we have to focus our time and energy. Mm-hmm. Because we're not trying to reinvent the wheel. We're just trying to save lives. Mm-hmm. But the time may come when someone in Commerce or somewhere else wants to start a Dillon's Drivers. And we will do everything we can to help anybody get this up and rolling. We have put together a great executive board, and we have great community support. We've got a great advisory board, and we really feel that we will be able to make a difference. And I know this is needed everywhere. This isn't just needed in Lamar County. This is needed everywhere.
There's a great focus here, and ultimately the goal is to save lives. Is there a message you'd like to give for communities that don't currently have this service and just the safety precautions people need to take as a mother who lost her child due to an alcohol-related crash?
Speaking as a mother, you can never be too honest and too open with your children and encourage them to call you. We had told our son many times not to get in the car with someone that had been drinking or driving, and it just so happened, for whatever reason, he did happen to be a passenger in the car. But you cannot stop talking to your children, and you cannot stop setting good examples for them no matter what. They have to know how much they're loved and how dangerous it is and how important. Children are our future. Children are our future. And it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. If your doorbell rings at 3-something in the morning, I can tell you from my heart that I would much rather them tell me my child was in trouble than to tell me what they did tell me that day.
The program is Dillon's Drivers, and Vicki Ballard is a co-founder, along with her husband, Ronnie Ballard, together the vice president and president of the operation, which starts taking calls for the first time next weekend. And the number to call for Lamar County listeners is 903-905-4959. That's 903-905-4959 between the hours of 10 p.m. and 3 a.m. And Vicki, we appreciate you taking the time with us.
Yes, sir. I do have one thing else to add.
Please.
If anyone is interested in volunteering or donating, or if you have questions about starting one in your own community, please email me at Vicki, V-I-C-K-I, at dillonsdrivers.org, and that's dillonsdrivers.org.
Okay, Vicki at dillonsdrivers.org is the email for anyone who's interested in volunteering or helping in any way they can with your program. Thank you again.
That's right. Thank you.
When we return, our Friday feature. You're listening to The Lead on your station, 88.9 KETR.